This is the tax update for the week beginning 17th September, and it's just been announced that the Chancellor will deliver his autumn statement on the 5th of December, and there should be publication of draft clauses for the Finance Bill 2013 in the week following. That Finance Bill may well contain a general anti-abuse rule, because consultation on this issue has just closed last week. But also, on the 13th of September, there was a debate on how to tackle tax avoidance, and a private member's bill promoted by Michael Meacher to introduce a general anti-tax avoidance principle with appropriate safeguards. HMRC also announced the performance, or indeed extra performance, achieved by the high net worth unit, which had been targeted to raise an extra £100 million, but in fact had yielded more than double that. Well done to HMRC, but it illustrates that using well-trained staff can improve yield, and it does raise the question as to whether HMRC is doing the wrong thing by giving early retirement packages to experienced staff and recruiting more and more low-level staff to operate from call centres. HMRC campaign closed on 2nd October, and they're trying to encourage people who in earlier years have been sent tax returns, so HMRC know about them, but have not yet completed those tax returns. It makes sense, if one of your clients has got one of the letters from HMRC, to take advantage of the facility and try and get a lower penalty if that was going to apply. Also this week, we look at the interesting case of Michael Williams, who claimed the expense of commuting from Merseyside down to the work he was doing beside Heathrow Terminal 5. And when he first took up this appointment, it was intended that he would commute from Colwyn Bay, where he lived, down to Terminal 5 for approximately 16 months. So it was actually a temporary workplace, and therefore the expense of commuting would have been allowed. But then the circumstances of his job changed, and it had been planned that he would move on to work at King's Cross in London, but in fact the work at Terminal 5 extended to a total of 33 months, and he continued to claim a tax deduction for the expense of commuting from Colwyn Bay down until Heathrow. It's an interesting judgment, because it not only looks at the expenses deduction available to employees, but it also looks at whether or not HMRC were entitled to make discovery assessments, and whether or not HMRC were right to say that the taxpayer was negligent. And the first point is that temporary workplaces are where it's not intended to last more than 24 months, and he satisfied that up until the 16-month period, when the terms of his contract for work at Heathrow changed and it became a permanent workplace, and therefore the expenditure he incurred in commuting after the 16-month period had expired had become disallowable ordinary commuting expenditure, and he was not entitled to a deduction. But HMRC were entitled to raise discovery assessments, but what they were not entitled to do was to say that Mr. Williams had been negligent. The judgment has an interesting paragraph 53, which concludes that it does not believe that the reasonable and diligent taxpayer in the circumstances of Mr. Williams could be criticised at all if he failed to negotiate a successful path through the labyrinth of law and practice and ordinary commuting and permanent temporary workplaces. And went on to say, in the judge's view, this was far from a straightforward case, and I do not consider that the mistake made by Mr. Williams in claiming deductions in the later period, to which he was not entitled for tax purposes, can be described as careless. It's an interesting decision and may well be persuasive and useful in similar cases. But finally, HMRC have announced a proposal to widen the exemption for education for profit-seeking business. It's a 22-page consultative document, and it looks at trying to define for-profit businesses and higher education, restricting this definition to courses and activities which lead to higher degrees, postgraduate diplomas, and higher national diploma certificates and diplomas in higher education. If you've got views on this, please send it to me at tax@icast.org. Now, as usual, this podcast is accompanied with detailed notes, and those notes contain links to the items we've talked about today. I hope there's been something of interest, and thanks very much for listening.